Let's go to movies right now, though, with Graham Tuckett, who has been managing to watch some films despite the conditions. Hi, Graham. How's the bubble?
Hey, Jesse. Oh, the bubble's pretty good, man. Pretty good. But I've got to say, the Netflix account is getting a fair workout at the moment.
Yeah. Someone, by the way, said, and we'll get to this, but I just want to say it now while I remember, that Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which you were going to talk about, which is now available, I think, on iTunes,
is also
available via Academy Cinemas. So they said, you know, if you get a chance to support them, it might be better than supporting Apple. People can make their own ethical decisions. But yes, available at Academy Cinemas on demand.
You make a very, very good point. In fact, to add to your correspondent who said, wouldn't it be great if laptop and cell phone repairers were open at the moment?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I can certainly see the sense in that. But I know that the Arlo Street and Alice's in Christchurch, Arlo Street in Wellington, and the equivalents in Auckland, the DVD shops, all of whom had courier services, they were told they were non-essential. And I've spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks like digging around what is actually legally available using that justwatch.com/NZ website we talked about a week ago.
Yeah, and in fact, since you gave me that website, I've used it about a dozen times. It's such a good tip. It's basically the idea is if you've got a TV show or a movie and you want to find out if it's available to stream, you just enter it onto this website, justwatchtv.com/NZ, and it will tell you whether it's on Lightbox or Neon or TVNZ. We think it's got TVNZ anyway. It's very useful.
Yeah.
So what's... Yeah, I am. Sorry, you just dropped out. What are you reviewing for us this week?
Well, I thought we'd talk about Portrait of a Lady on Fire, just because it was one of the very, very best films I saw in 2019, and it is now available, yes, at Academy Video, you said?
Yeah, Academy Cinemas streaming. Academy Cinemas, I'll find
website.
Out more about that.
Cool. Mm. And also available now on the Apple iTunes platform. So I guess we'll start with this. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is a film by a French woman director called Céline Sciamma. I first noticed her in 2011, 2012, a film called Tomboy, which absolutely blew me away at the New Zealand Film Festival of that year, which was about a young, fairly gender-fluid French kid shifting towns and, you know, recreating her circle of friendships and discovering who she was. I haven't seen her follow-up to that, which was called Girlhood, but Portrait of a Lady on Fire came out last year. It is about a wealthy noblewoman who is there's been a portrait commissioned of her. This was like Tinder of the 19th or 18th century. Was a painter would come around, do your portrait, and that portrait would then be sort of couriered around the eligible young princes and barons of the realm to see if they wanted to pop by and have a cup of tea. So yeah, sort of Tinder in slow motion if you had a lot of money. Anyway, this young woman, she really does not want to play this game at all. She's very much a sort of proto-feminist. She doesn't like the idea of posing for this portrait in the slightest. But then the portrait painter turns up, and a woman called Eloise, and she thinks to herself, she's not all that bad. So she sort of lets her follow around, and they adopt a friendship. And one thing leads to another, and they fall deeply and incontrovertibly in love with each other. So Portrait of a Lady on Fire is a 19th century set, or maybe 18th century, I might be wrong about that, set love story between two women that plays out to a, not exactly a tragic ending, but a very very poignant ending. It's beautifully done, beautifully acted, incredibly intelligently written. Just a really, really incisive relationship drama with a hell of a lot of things to say about gender politics and sexual politics as they resonate with us. It's a beautiful looking film. It's a very smart film. Very passionate film, very sexy film. Just liked it a great deal.
Great. And it's French subtitled, is it?
French and subtitled, yeah. And of course, watch it with the subtitles. If dubbing is available, never use the dubbing. It's the worst thing ever. Even if you think you can't be bothered reading a film within about 5 minutes, it's the easiest thing in the world for those of you who still resist watching subtitled movies. Honestly, during lockdown, I still haven't learned Spanish, and I'd have no intention of learning the guitar. But this could be your opportunity to fall in love with subtitled cinema.
What was the movie where it was about people who? I can only remember half of it. It was very funny though. They would take old movies, I think like old classical Greek or Roman movies, and they would dub them for kicks.
No, we're thinking about something else, and there is. Woody Allen made a series of them, and there's a one's called What's Up Tiger Rose or What's Up Tiger Lily, where he took a I think it's something like a sort of hard-boiled Asian detective thriller and revoiced it. Huh. And the Mystery Science 3000 crew, look, I'm really working from memory here, but they took on something like, it was like a Hercules or a Tarzan movie, and a very sort of camp Italian epic. I think it was a take on Hercules, and they revoiced that with stand-up comedians for an American audience. And I haven't seen it, but it's legendarily funny.
Okay. Now I'm going to jump in here because it was a very feeble plug I gave for Academy Cinemas before, so let me do it properly. Academy Cinemas, recently voted best cinema in New Zealand by somebody, are making their collection available on demand. It's a beautiful collection. It's definitely on the film festival sort of end of the spectrum. So if you went to ondemand.academycinemas.co.nz, you would see a huge, I'm just on the documentary page, there are at least 20 or so documentaries to watch, and then there's a number of other genres, including New Zealand films, actions, comedies, so that'll keep you moving, and if you want to support someone local, that would be a good way of doing it. Are you still there, Graham, or have we lost
that
you?
That sounds like a terrific resource.
Yeah. Okay, what's your other one that you're going to talk about today? You've just got an epic Skype delay.
I get a bit sick of being asked, oh, what's good on Netflix, what's good on Netflix? And a lot of people just seem to look at the Netflix front page and assume that is their viewing for the night. So I've been having a little bit of a deep dive into Netflix, trying to find stuff that I figure is very popular, very accessible, that for one reason or another they don't publicize that well. And I came across a wee 2017 movie called The Discovery, which first stood out because it's got Robert Redford in it. And Robert Redford, like, he's no De Niro. He's not spending his retirement saying yes to everyone who comes along with an offer of a movie. He's very, very picky with what he chooses to do. So Discovery is a feature film for a youngish man called, who is the son of the great actor Roddy McDowall and also the actor Mary Steenburgen. It's kind of B-grade sci-fi done properly. Like, it's a very B-grade idea, but it's got a very A-grade cast, and it takes itself seriously. So Jason Segel, who's probably better known for comedy, but he's one of those comic actors who can really pull off a dramatic role if you give him the right one. He plays a young man who is the son of a world-famous scientist, played, of course, by Rob Redford. And the scientist believes he has discovered proof that there is an afterlife. Which leads to absolute calamity and societal breakdown as people think, oh, there really is nothing to live for and we can go somewhere better. Film gets quite dark. Siegel goes home to sort of confront his dad. He's met by his brother, who's very much still a true believer in dad's research, played by a young actor called Jesse Plemons, who is just one
of those incredible looking guy.
Yeah, he's like the new Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Breaking Bad, Friday Night Lights, plus some other really great movies.
One of the very good episodes of the last season of Black Mirror as well. Jesse Plemons had a great role in that. And also Rooney Mara playing a young woman who Siegel meets on his way home to this island to confront scientist dad. It's so the film's called The Discovery. It's sort of soft sci-fi. I'm not going to call it a great film because it's not a great film. I think it's sitting about 60-something on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's probably about where it deserves to be. It is a hell of a lot better than a lot of Netflix originals, which they pump the hell out of. It's certainly watchable, and it's got a performance by Robert Redford at the center of it. And if you can't watch Robert Redford, I mean, he's just an exceptionally watchable, old-school movie actor of the highest water. So to find him in a little-known recent film was a bit of a treat. So that's The Discovery. It's just sitting there on Netflix waiting for you to discover it.
Sounds good. Happily, we'll send people there to watch it. Somebody says, by the way, Hercules Returns was the name of the overdub movies. Does that ring any bell for you, Graham?
Beautiful. Thank you. I'm staying off the Google to protect this fairly tenuous Skype connection we have. I'm not putting any other internet.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the review. Nice to chat to you as always, Graham Tuckett, who's our regular movie reviewer on a Friday afternoon.